A retreat in northeast Arnhem Land is transforming the way Indigenous Australians approach their health concerns. There's an 80% mortality gap between Indigenous people and the rest of the Australian population. The Hope for Health retreat is helping people from the Gali Winku community by empowering people to change their lifestyles. Why Warriors, the non-profit organisation behind the program, is now crowdfunding for future retreats. David O'Sullivan has this report.
Tim Trudgeon works for Why Warriors, and he's seen firsthand the amazing benefits that people are getting from the retreat. Last year, they ran a two-week program with 12 women. This involved cooking, nutrition and exercise classes, with an emphasis on education. After the retreat, seven of the women got the okay from their doctors to go off their diabetes or high blood pressure medication. Tim says the inspiration for the retreat is down to one woman, Diane Birajalaway, whose health drastically improved after she changed her diet and followed a healthy routine.
She said that, well, okay, let's do what we've always talked about doing. You cook for me and I will change my diet. So with my wife, Dr. Karma Trudgeon, she worked through over that week what she should be eating. And we had lots of great discussions about how to explain this to Yolngu and all sorts of things in language. And after that week and a half of getting good dinners from us, she continued to change her diet. And after 3 weeks, she was out of a wheelchair.
What particular elements of that program were developed, and what strategies were used to target healthcare in the community?
The issue is really knowledge about how to prevent chronic disease. The mechanism for preventing chronic disease is pretty similar to the mechanism of actually managing your chronic disease. It's all about having the knowledge you need to maintain a good diet, to eat well, to keep your blood sugar levels down, to get enough exercise, all that kind of stuff. And what we found through the process was that the younger people in this community they didn't have the fundamental information about what was good food in the modern context. If they went out in the bush, they knew what you could eat and what you couldn't eat. If they went to the shop, they didn't know what was going to be beneficial for their body and what wasn't going to be beneficial for their body. So the retreat program that we're currently crowdfunding for is designed to give people that experience. They go through a detox period over the 2 weeks on the retreat. During that detox process, they will pretty much by halfway through the second week in that process, people start to feel fantastic.
So I understand from the people that have gone through these detox programs and some of these retreats so far, a lot of their experiences have been very positive.
We've had 16 people go through that process so far, and just about everyone has had a positive experience. There's no one I can think of who really felt that the program didn't work for them. Some people find that after coming out of the retreat, they really struggle to change their diet, basically, because all their family around them aren't eating well and all that kind of thing, and it becomes such a struggle for them, they can't keep up with it. But, you know, the majority of people who went through that experience have lost quite a lot of weight, have had their blood pressure and blood sugar levels go down enough that they can reduce their medications. And generally, people feel more in control of their life.
Do you see like a need for programs which are doing so well and are great initiatives like Hope for Health to be kind of replicated across different regions and different Indigenous communities in Australia? When it comes to, say, closing the gap in regards to health, do you think these programs were really helping with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can see the effects with Hope for Health program right now. With the 16 people who have gone through it, so many of them have just improved the condition of their life. They're going to have more years on their life. That's going to close the gap. It can be replicated across other communities, and I think there are programs popping up around the place that are grounded enough that they are relevant to Aboriginal communities, particularly the remote Aboriginal communities, and those programs could be replicated. The key is how they are replicated, because if you just take Hope for Health and pull it out of this community and plonk it in another community, it's not going to work. There's got to be a process, and the process that we used to create Hope for Health was the right process, and to take it to another community, it's got to be organic. It's got to use the existing motivation that's there in the community. It can't just be, okay, we're going to have a retreat, everybody come along, you know?
So it has to mould to the differing needs of different communities.
Yeah, it's got to grow out of the life of the community.
Tim Trudgeon, the not-for-profit manager with Why Warriors, ending that report by David O'Sullivan.